Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Fresh week, fresh news or nope. Erica, T-Hack.
News.
News. No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Your only real hope.
Your nopes were bad.
I couldn't even hear it. I was just trying to.
Nope.
Oh, I missed the gun.
Yeah, the whole thing is still going.
We all have nopes.
Everybody's got a nope. We barely used them last week, so let's do better this week, shall we?
Mm-hmm. We shall.
Good evening.
Good.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
There is a woman in North Carolina who is suing her manager because they allegedly put a Chucky doll in her chair.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Knowing she has a doll phobia. She does, yeah.
That's very rude.
Yeah.
But can you sue him for that?
I don't know. Could we sue you for half the things you do to us?
Yes.
Thankfully, everyone has signed their...
That sounded so much worse than I meant.
You've all signed NDAs. You can't do anything. Aww. Did the doll hurt her?
She had a panic attack and was later diagnosed with PTSD, said she was mocked and pushed out of her job.
Oh, boy.
Now she's suing for emotional distress and lost wages, which I'm not a doll person. I don't have the phobia. But if someone brought in the Renesmee doll, or Chuck Esme, if you got Twilight.
What's that?
Twilight, the fake doll.
The weird.
It looks like Chucky combined with Renesmee. Hilarious, because it's so bad.
So it wouldn't scare you?
No.
Okay.
Please bring one in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's interested.
If someone brought a clown in, I wouldn't like it, but I would just leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Eric would leave too. You got the clown thing, right?
Do not like clowns.
Yeah, right. They're scary.
Right. I just don't need to be around them.
Right, but you're not going to sue.
Try me.
Okay.
I could use some extra money. I've got an expensive wedding coming up.
Oh, no.
All right. If you're a clown, come on by the station.
Oh, good evening.
Good.
I feel like T-Hack wants to go last. So there is a study or an opinion, depending who you ask, about the number one thing every marriage must have for it to last. Slacker, you want to take any guesses?
Number one thing a marriage has to have.
For it to last. Not to get married.
Fidelity.
No, that's the number one.
Rather than infidelity.
Yep. Yeah, I see.
I was going to say like happiness.
Right. Crucial.
It seems so obvious.
Kind of obvious, but it's like a specific thing.
Is it tangible?
No.
Or, okay.
So it's a emotion. Tiak, you've got the perfect marriage.
I was going to say something about money, like being on the same page financially.
But I don't know.
But then you said it's not tangible.
Correct. It's not money.
Because that's like one of the number one things you always hear about. It is
causing
splitting
the
up.
Yeah.
Because the financial infidelity is like, has become one of the new. It's an intangible hobby. You have to have
trust.
Hobbies in common.
You have to have trust.
No.
You have to like each other.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay. Love? God, if it's love, I'm going to throat punch you.
It's not love.
What is it?
It's not passion. It's friendship. The goal is to be close friends, ideally best friends with your spouse.
Best friends? Slacker, you've told me that's bad that I'm best friends with my
wife.
I think
it is bad, but it's okay.
I think it's the way that you last a really, really, really long time, though, because if you think about it, like, at some point, like, no offense, but, like, it's not about the deed every night. You got to want to hang out every night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you will eventually not be having the deed.
Ever?
No, well, I don't know. Don't you think it eventually spends down and... Don't you think...
It always decreases, yeah. Like, even from the first couple months to, like, the second year, you know?
What do you think? What is a healthy number? Like, what's a healthy...
I think it depends on where you are in your relationship.
And what's going on around you.
Yeah.
Kids will probably change it a lot.
And should you and your significant other have the same number every week?
Yes.
Yeah, because when they're off is when that whole infidelity thing yes. is happening.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Do you want to talk?
I'm just saying, we've only had relations three times this week. It's like, well, I've had it seven. And you're like,
Okay.
That's awkward.
Friendship.
I have interesting news. If TIAC doesn't have a long story, we're starting back over again.
Okay.
Ooh. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Giving Slacker his first chance of the week to nope a story.
Oh, get ready with another story, Aaron.
Happy Detroit-style pizza day, everybody.
What kind is that one?
Wait, oh, that's so the worst good.
Pizza. No, on the worst the type of
absolute
pizza.
Absolute worst.
What kind is it?
Just Google it.
It's like the squares.
Cut in squares. Toppings go on the crust with the cheese
and
then
tomato sauce.
It's on top.
And I don't love the sauce on top, but guys, you got to be honest. When you get those crusty edges,
100%. There's other ways to like get fried cheese into your head.
Crispy edges is listed as a key characteristic of Detroit style pizza.
My fiance is from Michigan.
Okay.
Oh, so he loves.
He loves.
No.
This reminds me of like the school lunch pizzas.
No.
Yes.
Which were oddly gross, but I also loved
them.
No,
you don't. No, you don't. Oh God.
You guys, so good. I need. I might need to get some.
It's just backwards for no. Why do you put the sauce on top?
It's upside down pizza for no reason.
They want to be cool and edgy.
Okay. I'm just saying, but you will admit the crust. All like that is good.
Yeah, I do like the crust. That's
but then
fine.
Everything else is just...
It's just backwards. Yeah, just make it right.
Because the first thing your mouth hits is the thing that hurts the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is why Italians hate us when we come over there.
Yes.
It's because of Detroit-style pizza.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Here we go again. Hailey Bieber was spotted on
about...
Oh,
God.
Oh, yeah.
I knew we'd get to this one today.
No ring. She just sold her skincare.
For a bill.
Right, for a bill.
And then Justin's kind of crashing out. She's not wearing a ring. I don't know.
Did you hear what he was doing? Then he's vague posting like...
He's been vague posting for like weeks now.
If not months.
But this one was like, I'm getting the silent treatment and...
And you know what? He probably deserves it. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
If you're going to give... If you're giving me the silent treatment, at least tell me why. I have anxiety and I have overthinking. Left and right, they go hand in hand. If you give me any room for error, there will be error.
Kind of sounds like someone who doesn't have their stuff figured out and isn't being a very good husband.
Do you remember, I know we have to wrap this up, was it real or was it AI generated when Justin Bieber went out into like a public square with a burrito?
And he ate it sideways.
Opened it up.
I think it was real.
And like took a bite like it was a corn on the cob.
I thought it was real, but he did it on purpose.
He did it as a troll. Kit Kat without breaking it off.
Wait, no, I think it was fake.
No.
Hold on.
I thought it was like with Jimmy Kimmel or something. Like they set it up. It was one of those kind of things.
He probably likes Detroit pizza.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.